This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and I got to confess, I haven't really paid all that much attention to George Clooney since he was the handyman in Facts of Life. And I thought, huh, I wonder if he's really looking out for Joe or for Blair, you know, which way was he going to go? I knew Natalie was off the table, right? And Tootie, no, she was like a little kid. But anyway, now he's saying, Joe Biden's got to go. Okay. And this is the same Joe Biden that I saw, what was it, last week, 3 weeks ago, 2 years ago? See, all of these people who have lied to us, and make no mistake, that's exactly what they have done. They have lied to us, are now coming out going, oh, I knew this a while ago. But you didn't tell anybody, did you? And you made sure that any time any of us raised the issue,
oh, those you know, the right wingers, man, they're lying. Joe Biden's as good as he's ever been. It's just fine. Everything is cool. Don't you worry about nothing.
And now they're all coming out. Oh yeah, that's what we saw 2 years ago. That's what we saw last year. Do you understand how depraved these people are? Oh, make no mistake, they are depraved. They would rather risk the safety of our nation than give any sort of credit to someone who doesn't agree with them politically. They were perfectly comfortable, totally comfortable, telling you, oh, everything's good. Everything's great. Well, there's nothing to see here. Nothing to, just move along. But they all knew, didn't they? They all knew behind the scenes that something was amiss. That it was not good. Not good at all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I really don't. I don't know what to tell you except that I knew this. I knew this. You knew this, didn't you? You knew as well as I did that Joe Biden was not up to the task. Hell, we knew in 2020 because they hid him in the basement. Anybody else remember that? They hid him in the basement. They wouldn't let him play any little reindeer games. They wouldn't let him go out and about. This had nothing at all to do with COVID. It had nothing to do with anything except the fact they were perfectly willing to run this guy for leader of the free flipping world, knowing that he wasn't all there. And this forces you, as it forces me, to ask the question exactly what's going on and tell us the truth about who is really pulling the strings. Who's making these decisions? It has become abundantly clear that Joe Biden is not. This is a very dangerous situation. God, is this dangerous? So dangerous. You and I better put on our big boy pants or our big girl pants, depending on, you know, whether you're a boy or a girl. And don't give me, well, it's Wednesday, so I'm a girl, but on Thursday, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a puppy, and on Friday, I'm going to be a cactus. No. Big boy, big girl, that's it. Figure it out on your own. But we better get our act together. And every time I hear somebody say, well, I don't really like Donald Trump, or I don't like what he said, I don't like his tweets, my suggestion to you is shut up! Or maybe it's not that. It's really, seriously, get over it. But it wouldn't hurt you to shut up. No, well, actually, you know what? Shut up. Suck it up, Buttercup. Take a lap, walk it off. I've heard for years now, because I am at that point where I'm thinking, oh, I remember that election. Oh, I remember that election. Oh, that election. Oh, blah, 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 blah. This is the election to end all elections. And it's not because Donald Trump is going to be a dictator. Oh, you know, he said he was, he said on his first day, it's a joke. See, here's the difference. Donald Trump tells a joke. Anybody and everybody who is a thinking human being with even a modicum of a sense of humor says, oh, that's a joke. Maybe you think, I don't think it's all that funny. That's fine. Humor is subjective, right? There's nothing that is objectively funny except those little, seriously, like the little videos of the dancing parrots. You can't disagree with that. That's funny. But other than that, Dave Chappelle may not be your thing. I love Dave Chappelle. I think Dave Chappelle is one of the funniest human beings I've ever seen in my life. Sebastian Maniscalco, another brilliantly funny guy. Chris Rock. Chris Rock, through the years, has proven he is funny, and he's funny about a number.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Of different things. He was funny when he was married. He was funny when he was divorced. He was funny as he was talking about dating after being divorced. Funny guy. Some people, to me, are very, very funny. John Panette. Personally, I think John Panette is amongst the top three comedians in my personal history. I can't think of all that many people that I found funnier than John Panette. I still watch John Panette stuff. John Panette died 10 years ago. But if you were to look at my Facebook, or just ask Heidi, because she'll dime me out, I can sit for an hour as John Panette reels come up on Facebook. I know, I'll be right there. I'm just one more. I'll tell you the other guy that I think is funny. Gilstrap. Daryl, I think, is his first. Is it Daryl? I think it's Daryl. Gilstrap. Now, he's all over Facebook, YouTube, and the rest of it. What does Gilstrap do? Gilstrap walks along, and there's somebody shooting video of him. And well, he's got a kind of fart machine. I don't know what it is or where the sound comes from because not really him doing it, but my inner 11-year-old boy comes out and I can sit for hours watching that. Is that pathetic? Yeah, sure it is. Absolutely it is. But I think it's funny. So, yes, humor is subjective. But when Joe Biden speaks, and then his minister of propaganda has to come out 3, 5, 10 days later and say, oh, you know, that was a joke, and she has to do it all the time, guess what? It's not all that funny, and it's not about my subjectivity. It's about the fact that it really wasn't a joke. Joe Biden told you the truth when he said, well, you know, I'm okay, it's just my brain. He probably didn't mean to, but he did tell you the truth. This is a dangerous election. Oh, it really is dangerous. Because Joe Biden and his crew have opened the doors wide for MS-13 gang members to come in. And Donald Trump, for all of his nasty tweets, because you think they're nasty, all of his inappropriate language, absolutely, some of it really totally inappropriate. But for all of that, you got one opportunity to save this country, and I got news for you. He's it. If you want to hate him, you can. I'm okay with that, man. I don't care. You hate him. You still need to vote for him. I want to remind you about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the number for the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. By the way, every once in a while, I'll jump on here and answer a text or two. Joanne in Hanover has opened up this big can of worms. She didn't mean to, but she did, and she seems like an absolutely lovely human being. John, I guess... John has told people, you know, Jeff and I are very competitive. And the first time I heard that, I was sitting with Heidi, and we both looked at each other and spit coffee. Both of us spit coffee out on the floor. And Heidi said, does he really believe that? And I said, I really don't know. I think he does. Well, shouldn't you, you know, smarten him up to the fact that you don't care? I mean, that's the language. No, we are not competitive. We really are not, but he has said it enough on his program that poor Joanne is laboring under the delusion that he and I are competitive. So she sent something, one of these texts, and I answered her, and I said, hey, listen, I don't know how to tell you this. I'm not competitive with John. And she wrote back, well, hello, Jeff. I agree with John. You are competitive, and you say you aren't. Let's agree to disagree. Which, and by the way, I hate that phrase. I love Joanne, but I hate that phrase. So I wrote her back. I said, no, I'm very sorry. You are just very, very wrong. I still love you, and thank you for listening. And she says, all right, I hear you. I'll have to think about it. Can you tell that I'm analytical? Maybe it's John. Maybe he is projecting onto you. And I said, yes, that's exactly what. Now, John, I believe, feels that he is very competitive with me. But I'm not competitive in that regard. I'm really not. I'm sitting here in the Plaque Shack. And, the former Plaque Shack, because I'm trying to take down some of the trophy certificate sort of stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, here's what's going on in my life right now. Just to prove to you that I'm not competitive. I'm fielding phone calls from other radio stations saying, hey, are you? And I said, okay. So they got that going on. We got the Best of Richmond competition going on. I'm going to tell you about that. Now, that is competitive, but it's not with John. And then finally, I just got the complete and total okey-doke from Chris Beach over at Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia about the father figure competition coming up, you know, the funding fathers. Got two guys that are chasing my top fundraiser score. And you know what? I would love for them to win. Either one of them. I don't care. I've had it now for, it'll be going on 4 years. And I want somebody to eclipse my dollar amount. Yeah, yeah, let's get Chris Beach on maybe next week. But here's the thing that Chris told me, and this is the part that I just wanted to share with you. I have gotten the approval now to go to jail. Sounds a little weird, right? But Pamunkey Regional Jail, we're going to be standing up one of these fatherhood training programs, and I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to be the instructor for Pamunkey Regional Jail, and I cannot tell you how happy I am about it. The opportunity to get in there, hopefully help some of these men who are turning their lives around to get it all together when it comes time to be a dad. Yeah. Yeah. That's important. All right, stay with me for a moment. I'm going to give you the details on how you can once again, I hope, make the Jeff Katz Show the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition is open, and I got the manner in which you can vote, not once, but twice, each and every day. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.